So, 2,000 Literotica followers. What have I done to deserve that? Well, first I wanted to say thank you very much for following me, for listening to my dirty stories for all these years. I don't think you realize that Literotica was the very first place that I posted my very first dirty story so many years ago. Well, not that many, maybe 3 or 4 years ago now. In this little audio, of course I'm going to make you come, but first I thought I'd maybe share a few things that you may not know, and take the time to say a special thank you to you all. Firstly, I get asked questions often, all kinds of questions, dirty questions, innocent questions, but to answer some of them, how did I start recording dirty stories? Well, I used to write dirty stories. I've always been a dirty lady, you should know that. And writing was hard. Writing was typing and editing and rewording and lots of effort for not a lot of payoff and not a lot of ability to get out the type of material that I wanted to get out in the quantities that I wanted, and so many dirty stories in my head, I never would be able to write them all out. And then someone innocently mentioned to me that I have an amazing voice, which I definitely do not agree with. I know most of you are going to fight with me on that one, but unlike you all, I don't love the sound of my own voice. But it did get me to thinking that if they thought I had a nice voice, wouldn't it be so much easier just to talk out these dirty fantasies and stories that I have in my head? But what would I do with them all? I mean, I definitely don't want to listen to me prattle on about naughty things. And I started looking for erotic audio tales, and lo and behold, I ended up on Literotica. But that wasn't my first venture here. I'd been on Literotica for years. This is an amazing site for like-minded naughty souls like us. And for the creative masters that are here too. So many amazing writers, artists, voice performers. My God, look in this audio section with me. Awesome ladies and men that create dirty tales for you all. And it's hard work, guys. I know you think I just hit record and rattle off a dirty story and then off it goes into the Literotica library. But oh gosh, there's so much more to it, and I do it, and the other amazing performers that are here do it, because we love it. We love telling dirty tales. We love making you all come. What could be more fun than that? So, needless to say, that's how I ended up here on Literotica, and once I got a taste of you all, and you got a taste of me, I kind of became addicted, which I hope you are too. And also, I get asked how I make those dirty sounds in my recordings. Well, I have toys. Lots and lots and lots of toys that assist me in my sound making. Some favorites. Oh, does my pussy ever have a favorite? But for the sucking and stroking sounds, I usually use a glass dildo these days. Sometimes a silicone one, but I like the glass one. It's easy to clean, always handy, and hard. Oh, so very fucking hard. And, what else do I get asked? Are my stories real? Well, fuck no, they're crazy and wild, and some of them, of course, have hints of real-life experiences in them, but for the most part, they're dirty fantasies that I would enjoy, or just fantasy stories where I would enjoy playing that type of character. And I've always got so many more dirty stories in my head. I don't think you have to worry that I'll ever run out. I mean, I don't know how many there are in Literotica now, maybe 200, close to 200 anyways. And all in all, over the years, I've probably recorded 700 or 800 stories. I can't stop being that dirty-minded lady that I am, and I hope that never changes. And other than the questions and dirty story ideas, I sometimes get mail from people who just want to express how much they appreciate me being able to share this with them, and how much they appreciate being able to identify with a story or a character or an emotion, and how my voice has provided them with some sort of comfort or reassurance. And I love those stories. I truly believe that there's almost nothing better than a great orgasm. The release, physical, mental, spiritual, all of it is so amazing. And sometimes sex and being sexually focused gets a bad rap in the real world, per se. And I hate that. I'm a dirty lady. I like to orgasm, and I enjoy helping you all come, if that's what I do. And I think that that offers a lot of benefits to all of us in our lives these days, especially. So come. Come often. Come hard. And fuck, come to my voice, or any of the other great voices here on Literotica too. Before I forget, I also wanted to say such a special thank you to all the men and women who maintain this site, probably have to listen to my stories every week or every other week just to make sure they're okay to post, and then posting them for me, and I don't envy your work. But I appreciate it oh so much, and I appreciate this space for all of us, as I know we all do. So a special thank you to Literotica, and to those of you that follow me. Following me doesn't really get you anything. It gets me something. It makes me feel like, hey, these people really enjoy what I do. And I think maybe when I update my profile with whatever nonsense I put up there occasionally, you get a notification, but I don't know. It doesn't get me anything. I don't expect anything from any of you other than your joy at listening to my voice. That's what makes me keep doing this, knowing that you're coming back for more and that you want to hear more. So I did promise some naughtiness, didn't I? I did a gangbang the last time I got to 1,000, and I've done all sorts of crazy gangbang and stories like that. And there will be more of those coming, of course. But today, I want to put myself in your shoes. I want to be horny right now, as I know you are, because you're playing this, aren't you? You're horny a lot. And you love the sound of my voice. You love what it does to your cock. So, every Thursday or Friday, whatever day these audios happen to go out, you peek in to the audio section of Literotica, hoping you'll see a new Lush and Lace story. Oh, and when you see one, you feel your cock tingle. You might be at work, on your way to work, just woke up for the morning, and know you're not gonna have time to listen just yet, but you're excited. You read the little blurb about whatever I've posted, and your cock twitches again, knowing that my voice is gonna be in your ears later, begging for you to come. And during the day, you go about your regular routine, but every now and then you Think about that story you've got waiting for you when you get home. Your cock can barely wait. You know it's gonna be so good, don't you? I hardly ever let you down. Sure, not every story may be your kink, but my voice, the way I beg for it, the way I lick your cock and make those dirty noises and say those oh-so-dirty words, they just do it for you, don't they? And you come home, change out of your work clothes, grab something to eat, and finally, you can just unwind, unzip, relax, put your headphones in, AirPods in, hit play on the recording that I've left on Literotica just for you, only for you, because it really just is you and me in that moment. And it starts to play. You hear my sexy voice in your ears, and your hand slides down to your cock. You think about the smile that that's going to put on my face. You know, Lacey loves to think about you stroking your cock. Oh, fuck, I do. I hope your hand's on your cock right now, listening to me, pleasing me, stroking for me and only me. You can do that for me, right? Stroke your cock. Show me how much you appreciate my dirty voice in your ears all these years. Oh, and you hear me moan. Oh. You know I'm moaning for that cock. Fuck, I love a sexy cock. Love how hard it gets. Love how it throbs. I love the smell of it. The taste of it. Oh, you know I love the taste of your cock. You've heard me lick it so many times. Suck it. Oh, you know how pretty my lips look wrapped around your cock, don't you? You can close your eyes and picture me right there, right between your legs as you stroke and hear my voice. You see me smile around the tip of your cock as I flick my tongue over the head. Oh, fuck. And you know why I'm there. I'm there to help you to come. Oh, I want to come too. Oh, I want us to come together. It's why we're both here. It's what we both deserve. Just two sensual souls needing that release. Oh, you need it, don't you? You need me to make you come. I'll do that for you, baby. Oh, just keep stroking and I promise I'll make you come. I'll make the day's wait for my voice worth it. Want me to show you my tits? Oh, I know you love those. Big, firm, soft to the touch, perfect nipples. Could suck on and pinch and twist. Oh my God. Oh. Oh God. That goes right to my pussy. Did you know that? You might not know how sensitive my nipples are, but I am one of those lucky ladies that if you play with my tits, squeeze my nipples like this. My pussy just flutters and craves cock. Your cock. That's what it does to me when you play with my big tits. That's why I want to show them off to you. I get my pussy so wet so that your hard cock has some place to be buried inside, deep inside. That is what you want, isn't it? Listening to my dirty stories and stroking your cock like that, wanting me, begging you to fuck me. Oh god, I do want that. Just slide my panties off right in front of you. Turn around, bend over a little so you can see my perfect ass and a perfect little slit. Just taking a tiny peek at my pussy lips. They're glistening, wet. Already ready for that cock that you've been priming for me. Is your cock ready now? Are you hard enough? Do you want me to climb on top of that cock? Put my pretty pussy right here. Right over the head of your cock. So fucking close. You look up and see my pretty face smiling down at you. My perfect hips. I bite my lip and slowly, ever so slowly, start to slide down closer and closer. That spot that you want to be inside so bad. It's gonna be so tight and warm and wet. And I slide down a little more. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh god, yes. I just keep sliding lower. Using the muscles of my pussy to just flex on your cock as you throb inside me. It's not enough. Not when you've waited all day for this. You want me to fuck your cock, don't you? You want me to be that dirty slut that I talk about every fucking week? You want me to ride you hard and deep? Moan and grunt and tell you how much I want to get fucked by you. Oh, and I start bouncing up and down on your cock. Oh, God. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, and you grab your slut's hips. Oh, and you help me. Show me the rhythm that you like. Show me how to ride your dick. Show me what's gonna make you come in me. You know that's what your slut wants, right? I've waited all fucking day for you to fuck me like this. For you to give me that cum. God, for your fucking dick. Oh, this dick that I love so much because it's so fucking hard. Oh, it feels so good. Ramming deep inside my cunt like this. Oh, yeah, it's your fucking cunt now, isn't it? This is your hole. I'm your slut. These are your fucking tits to play with. It's your hole to fill. Oh, please. Oh, you know your slut's not above begging for it because I want it. Oh, please. Please. Oh, God, I'll do anything for you. Anything for your cock. Anything for that cum. Yes, you know. Oh, you feel my pussy get so tight around your cock. And you know, I'm so close. I'm so close. You want to come with me, too, don't you? You want to be the one filling me up in that very moment when I come all over you. Dick, when I come all over your dick, please, 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 yes, give it to me, yes, give yourself what she needs, oh my god, please come with me, please come with me, come with me, come with me, come with me, no, oh my god, no, oh my god, god, fuck, oh fuck! Up towards your ear. Thank you for that. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for following me. Thank you for your comments, your likes. More than anything, thank you for your cum. Until next week, gentlemen and ladies, I appreciate you so much too. And of course, until the next 1,000 followers, because another thing you may not know about me, my luscious literotica listeners, 3's my favorite number. So I can't wait to reach 3,000 with all of you. Who knows what naughtiness we'll come up together with by then. Now, I guess we'd both better go clean ourselves.